Disc 1060. Side A is a Ted from Mines. There's something recorded on side B of this disc.
I'll check it all again. This song was composed in Tedford Mines, Canada, and sung by Michael Bowden of 30 Mount Vernon Street, Dorchester. 'Twas in the month of October 1901, I landed in Tedford, I was plumb on the bum. I landed in Tedford by the Q&C line, and I heard the bells sort of work on the mine, singing, "Fall a little doll, I-A." I went up to the office to look for a job. The clerk, he looked at me, saying, "Jim, can you come?" I told him I couldn't. Well, he said, "You must go up onto the mines for to see Captain Joe, singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A." And after long searching, the captain I found, and to make all things well, he gave me a job and directed me down to the Temperance Hotel, singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A. I couldn't say what I wanted, for I couldn't talk French. But a Frenchman spoke English and interpreted for me, and a bargain I made with old Madame Fusier, singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A. 'Twas in the ram pasture they placed me to sleep, with two drunken Frenchmen reducing high wines, and two lousy blankets hung up on the line, singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A. 'Twas 5 miles from Tedford the smallpox broke out. The bells put up notice, and on them did say, "If you don't get vaccinated, it's here you can't stay," singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A. They were vaccinating patients from 7 to 9. I tried to go there, but I couldn't get in, for the Frenchmen were packed in as thick as sardines, singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A. I got vaccinated, and that's sure enough. My arm had swelled up like the leg off an ox, so it's cursed to vaccination, likewise the smallpox, singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A. Cold winter's all over, and a hard one it was. Sweet summer's coming, I think I'll depart. Here's a due to Mike Walters, for he hears me well, and a hair of Marin Fusier and her Temperance Hotel, singing, fall a diddle doodle, I-A.
Disc 1061. Side A and B is Lord Bateman, child number 53, sung by Lewis.
Mr. Alonzo Lewis of York, Maine, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, Lord Bateman. This was recorded September 22, 1947.
Do you recall when you learned this?
Well, I can't tell. Oh, I learned that of my father. He used to sing his own song.
Was he a York Maine person?
Yes, he was born in York. In they lived a noble lord, whose riches was beyond compare. He was the darling of his parents and of his state a lonely heir. He had gold, yes, he had silver, he had houses of high degree, but still he never could be contented till a voyage he went to sea. He sailed east and he sailed west, until he came to the Indies shore, where he was taken and put in prison, where he could neither see nor hear. The jailer had one lovely daughter, a brisk young lady, gay was she. As she was a-walking across the floor, she chanced Lord Bateman's face to see, saying, "Have you got gold? Have you got silver? Have you got houses of high degree? What will you give to the lady fair if she from bondage will set you free?" "Yes, I've got gold, yes, I've got silver, I've got houses of high degree. I will give them all to the lady fair if she from bondage will set me free." She stole the keys of her father's prison and opened it without delay. "Now let's make a bargain and make it strong, for 7 long years that it will stand. And I'll not wed with no other, he'll not wed with no other woman, and I'll not wed with no other man." When 7 long years was over and past, and 7 long years was at an end, 'tis I'll pick up all of my richest clothing, now I will go and seek my friend. She sailed east and she sailed west, until she came to the Indy shore, where she never could be contented, till for Lord Bateman she did inquire. She inquired for Bateman's palace, to every corner of the street. She inquired for Lord Bateman's palace, to every person she chanced to meet. Until she came to Lord Bateman's palace, she knocked so loud upon the ring, there was none so ready as the brisk young porter to rise and let this fair one in. Saying, "Is this Lord Bateman's palace, and is the Lord himself within?" "Yes, yes," replied the brisk young porter, "he and his new bride has just entered in. Tell him to send me 1 ounce of bread, and a bottle of his wine so strong, and ask him if he has forgot that lady that sought him free from his iron chain." The porter went on to her master, he bowed so low upon his knees, "Hey, rise, my brisk young porter, come and tell to me what the matter is. There is a lady stands at your gate, and she doth weep most bitterly. I think she is the finest creature that ever my two eyes did see. Want you to send her 1 ounce of bread, and a bottle of your wine so strong, and ask you if you have forgot that lady that sought you free from your iron chain." He stamped his foot upon the floor, he split the table in pieces three, saying, "Since my new one has arrived, the second wedding there shall be." He took his new bride by the hand, he led her from room to room, he changed her name from Susanna Fair, and now she's a wife of Lord Bateman.
Disc 1062, side A and B is Bill Senor, The Bold Seaman, sung by Lewis.
Mr. Alfonso Lewis, of York, Maine, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, Bull Seymour. This was recorded September 20, 1947. And you said you learned that from your father?
Yeah, I learned that from him.
What was your father's name?
Alonzo.
What the hell?
Say nothing. I got a little cold in the throat, you see. Come all you boldy roses, a jacket so blue, lend an ear to my story, I'll tell unto you, concerning a young man who plowed the rough main. He was a bold seaman, Bill Seymour by name. A fierce fiery temper this young man possessed, while jealous proceedings deep wounded his breast. And the dark clouds of heaven took care of his soul, while his eyes sparkled fire like a bright burning coal. He was a twin brother to Warren by name. He was frank, open-hearted, with honor and fame. Born of the same mother, reared with the same care, still chose the road down through in despair. As he was a-walking one cold winter's day, he met his bold crew, and to them he did say, prepare for the conflict, no longer delay, for the arrow is flown, and we may have foul play. With a high-reefed topsail, and she bore on the tide, high over the ocean the vulture did ride. And the bold, reckless captain led that bloody band, while he held a broad sabre and a cutlash in hand. You go down to the cabin, and then you will see the handsomest creature that ever could be. Her cheek pale as marble, and her eyes black as snow, and a fountain of tears from them they do flow. He taking a pistol and a dirk in his hand, he gave them to Clary and bade her to stand, and never give up to that hellish design, for the whole of that treatment was a true liberty time. Next moment a rap it was heard at the door, farewell dearest Clary, if I see you no more. And the bold buccaneer, with a smile on his face, rushed in that fair lady he thought to embrace. Stand back, cruel monster, she said to him straight, or the pistol shall teach you your own dismal fate. At the sight of those weapons, step back with surprise, while tiger-like vengeance did flash in his eyes. Must I be thus frightened of you, lady fair? Your pistol in hand, all my courage you dare. Your weapon, fair lady, all them I'll defy. My will I will have on, none that you'll rely. Then like a fierce lion on Clary did spring, resolved on Clary's honor to bring. Her pistol, it failed her in that trying hour, and it had lightning from her hands to the floor. Then a dirk from her bosom she she instantly drew, and with one say a sweet sigh, from her bosom she instantly drew. I can't think of that. You have shut it off. Senator, from I'm all choked up, actually, now. Senator, from her bosom she instantly drew, and with one fierce strike at the pirate so bold, that made him fall back and relinquish his hold. Oh, the lightning that moment with a most dreadful blast descended like judgment and rent the mainmast. He then from the cabin flew up to the deck, mad winds and wild waves drove his vessel a wreck. All the words on his lips, they had not scarcely died, when before from the lookout a sail he espied. He taking his glass and the ocean did scan, to learn of this vessel and find out her plan. It is all hell and fury, he quick did exclaim, it is my brother's vessel, Flying Arrow by name. Keep off or you'll sink, as he shouted so loud, which raised every pirate in that lawless crowd. But the brave little schooner with terrible force kept bravely ahead and would not change her course. At length the Flying Arrow was flown alongside, and the two grappling irons together was tied. And both springing forward within a short space, the two rival brothers they met face to face. Next moment the clash of the weapons did ring, to his thrill of the sabre, to his party to bring. So skill in the heart, and so nobly he played, so on his own deck this bold pirate he laid. Now William, my brother, 'tis you I have slain, on blessed and on honour you sleep in the main. No home friend nor kindred the riches repay, but the white foam in billows your winding sheet be.
Father ever tell you anything about that ballad? Tell you anything about the story about it or the history about it?
It does all.
This concludes Side A of Reel number 50 of LW 12301. The Helen Harness Miners Duplication Project will continue on Side B of this reel.